host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to the Alchemy Podcast, where we're on a quest to explore the intersection of cannabis, compliance, and creative in the marketing world today and beyond.
Welcome back to another episode of the Alchemy Podcast. Super excited to have Lisa Hurwitz, president of Happy, with me today. And Lisa, it's a reunion. You were the first guest on the show 2 years ago.
I can't believe it, Jeff. I mean, how much has changed in the past 2 years? I know that we'll certainly talk about it, but it's great to be with you today. And thanks for having me back.
Yeah, no, it's kind of crazy, right? Because you were on the show, I think we probably recorded it in February of 2021? So 2020, right? Right before the pandemic. And I asked you a question on the show. Do you remember what that question was?
You know, it's funny. I do, because it was such a bizarre question at the time. But I mean, how prescient at this point, right? You asked me, what would I survive a zombie apocalypse? And at the time, I thought you were crazy. I was like, why is he asking me this?
Well, Lisa, let's actually roll that tape and we'll go back and listen to it now.
Great.
If there was a zombie apocalypse, would you survive?
Would I survive?
Yeah.
I believe I would survive. And that's, yeah, it's an interesting question given
I know.
The hysteria these days. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, I know. I mean, with coronavirus?
With coronavirus, exactly.
Right. So that was kind of a precursor to something we had no idea. Like, we didn't even call it COVID. We were talking coronavirus.
Right. And I remember, you know, my kids were running around with coronavirus, wash your hands.
Right.
I remember that song that was playing everywhere. And, you know, we thought this was probably just like another kind of flu virus, and wash your hands and you won't get sick. And little did we know, you know, 18 months later, how much it would have changed the world. It's amazing.
Insane. Absolutely insane. Well, I think we could definitely talk a lot about today as far as, you know, how it's impacted the cannabis world. But I think also, you know, there's been a lot of changes for you too. You know, you were, you know, the chief marketing officer at Grassroots, which obviously got acquired by Curaleaf. Congrats there. And you're now the president of Happy, which is super exciting because the beverage market is exploding. So, you know, give us a little bit of an update there on what you've been working on, and obviously such interesting things happening right now in the space.
Absolutely. And you know, first off, thanks for the Grassroots point. I mean, that was really my entry point into cannabis. And I feel grateful to the Grassroots and Curaleaf teams for that experience, and just, you know, for being on the inside of an MSO for several years, and then being part of what was a very exciting exit. But, you know, I've always been passionate, Jeff, about women, about microdose, about, you know, showing the benefits of cannabis to a much broader audience. And what I'm excited about with Happy and the beverage space is, first of all, it's a really familiar format, right? So people are very comfortable in social occasions having a beverage, an alcoholic beverage, a non-alcoholic beverage. So I feel like this is a totally new, you know, form factor and mechanism for cannabis, which I think is a lot less intimidating than smokable cannabis. And also formulating a microdose. So it's a dosage that people who are new to the category and new consumers really can kind of get behind and try without feeling intimidated.
Absolutely. And I think that's, you know, we've had so many different guests on, whether it's, you know, edibles or beverages or vapes or flower, whatever it might be. And what's so interesting is that there is a huge category of people, and I think, you know, this is also because of the pandemic, and especially moms, this has come up multiple times on the show, that they needed something to help them relax at night. They didn't want to smoke. They definitely might have never tried cannabis before. And now the beverage market has created this whole category of kind of first-time users, kind of curious, if you want to call it that. So I feel like it's right place and right time for you guys. And I know you just launched in Michigan.
We did.
So talk to us a little bit about that. And also if you have plans to expand elsewhere, and, you know, how that rollout is going.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I think you're 100% right in that, you know, first of all, beverage is still such a small percentage of the cannabis market. So I love hearing cannabis is in the first inning of this industry. If cannabis is in the first inning, then beverage is the first pitch, right? I mean, it really is nascent. There are a handful of beverage companies on the market right now, most of them being in California. You know, we chose to launch in Michigan, which is the most highly regulated beverage market in the country right now. Kudos to the Michigan regulators for really, you know, making sure this product is a really good one that goes out on the market. It requires 3 months of shelf stability testing, you know, microbial tests, all sorts of things. So it's, you know, highly regulated, which we're excited about. And Michigan is an enormous market. We do believe this product would likely over-index with women consumers because they are less likely, as you mentioned, Jeff, to smoke, more interested in a microdose. It is almost 60% of new consumers coming into the Michigan market are women. So we feel like it's a great market there. It's a tremendous wholesale market. It's, you know, growing. I think in September, sales were up in the adult use side over 50% for the month of September, year over year. So it's an exploding market. We believe it's ripe for microdose and beverages. It's ripe for women. And it's a great wholesale market. In terms of expansion, you know, my background, and I'm a little biased coming from the grassroots side, I really like these more regulated markets. I personally believe, and my business partner, Joe Reynolds, does as well, that, you know, you come in and you are able to work with the regulators in these highly regulated markets, you can really kind of go anywhere. Obviously, California is a little bit looser and some of the West Coast markets are a little looser. So we're really looking at the West to East Coast. Obviously, very excited about 2022 with New Jersey and Connecticut and then New York being the crown jewel. I know you're a New Yorker. I'm a New Yorker. I'm an East Coaster at heart. So I love the East Coast. And I believe that's the future of the cannabis market for the next, you know, 5 to 10 years. And that's where we want to see Happy, you know, live and thrive. So our next market will very likely be Massachusetts because it's the biggest adult market on adult use market right now on the East Coast. It's also a fantastic beverage market. There's a couple beverages in Massachusetts that are just, you know, it's a very savvy consumer there, and we're excited to put it out.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, one of the stories and headlines that came across my desk the other day was, you know, New York tri-state area looks like it's going to surpass the California market, you know, when things really get situated. So I kind of feel like, you know, exciting times for East Coasters, right? We've been a little bit behind the ball the last few years, but lots to catch up on. And, you know, I think for the on the beverage side, like, you know, obviously explosion of, you know, different products hitting the market and different territories. And, you know, you have a lot of products that are coming out where it's more of a seltzer with a little infusion. Then you have a lot of, you know, juice-based brands. Like, talk to us a little bit about your product. I know you have multiple flavors, but talk to us about how it is consumed. Is it a mixer? Is it a standalone? You know, how are people reacting to it? Like, what's the vibe?
Yeah, I love that. I mean, you know, Happy is designed to be the healthiest THC beverage on the market. And so far, we have achieved that. It is an infused sparkling water. The comparison that we get most often is Spindrift because it tastes like sparkling water, but like with a little more juice than a LaCroix, if that makes sense. That.
I love Spindrift. It's like refreshing with a hint of juice.
Exactly. And, yeah. And ours is all organic juices. It is vegan, which we get asked a lot. So it is simple, natural ingredients. Our lemon flavor, which is lemon elderflower, has only 6 ingredients. And our other two flavors, we have a raspberry honeysuckle on the market in Michigan currently, and that's 20 calories. And then our pomegranate hibiscus, which is coming out for holiday, which we're excited about, is about 25 calories. So we're really talking about a healthy alternative to a glass of wine or a beer. But it also, the other interesting thing about beverage, and I'm not a scientist and I love getting involved in sort of the science of cannabis, is the onset is faster than an edible. So it actually gets metabolized starting with your saliva in your mouth versus an edible, which, you know, kind of goes directly in, you know, into your system and takes anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. In all the testing we've done, Happy is about a 12 to 15 minute onset. So it really does allow for that social experience. And it's 2.5 milligrams of THC. We chose to have no CBD in it. Because we felt like people wanted to get a pure THC experience. And also, if you're going to be social, quite often, you and I have had this conversation, we can have a good laugh about it. THC makes you tired, right?
Well, for me.
Right. And me too, frankly. Yeah. But if I have THC with CBD, then I'm really tired.
Yeah.
So, you know, we wanted this to be an occasion-based, you know, happy birthday, happy anniversary, happy Valentine's Day, just happy hour every night, right? And we wanted people to feel like, oh, I don't have to stop at one, I could have two or three in a sitting. And so we formulated it with 2.5 milligrams so that if you wanted, you know, to have, instead of a bottle of wine, you wanted to have two or three happies, that would be a very appropriate way to consume happy.
And you'll get happy, right?
I mean, you're so happy. I mean, whether you're, you know, even if it makes you tired, and I need to ship you some samples, Jeff, but
yes,
you know, even if it makes you tired, you will be happy. You will feel really relaxed and good and happy.
I love it. So let's talk a little bit about the market itself. So, you know, $2 billion in the next few years by 2025, you know, lots of studies out there. It's no surprise that this market really is, you know, explosive. And obviously with an explosive market also comes, you know, a set of challenges, right? So I think, you know, we're seeing this with a lot of the cannabis brands out there that are selling flower and how they really differentiate themselves in a crowded market. When you look at the kind of, you know, projections for the space, you know, how do you guys look at yourselves of one, marketing, right? Getting the product in front of consumers' hands, but also kind of, you know, how do you differentiate yourself from everyone else, right? And I think that's I think a lot of companies are starting to think this, like, okay, this really comes down to marketing, you know, jazz, right? And you come from an amazing background, obviously on the CPG side. So I think if there's anyone could do it, it's you.
Thank you for the confidence. I appreciate that. It's a great question. And I'm, again, back to my experience, you know, a CPG experience is important. And what's interesting about beverage for me and the CPG background that I have is it's almost coming through as more important on the operation side than it is on the marketing side. And I'll talk about marketing in a second. But operationally, you know, CPG companies are used to scale. They're used to co-packing models, right? Where you co-pack and then you distribute, and you can, you know, you could have one facility in, you know, the Midwest, and you could serve 10 states from that one facility. I mean, you and I both know that's not how cannabis works. It has to be grown and, you know, distributed in the same state. So, you know, just understanding, I've had so many conversations with beverage executives who are like, well, but what about a co-packer model? And what about, you know, and it still is such a different operating model in cannabis than it is in CPG, that beverage, it's going to take a long time. You know, I think a lot of the big MSOs often talk about, you know, CPG coming in and buying these big cannabis companies when we see federal legalization. And yes, that may very well happen. And I think beverage is going to be one that's easier for the CPG companies to get their heads around. But until we see the regulatory environment change, you know, federally, it can't, operationally, it's difficult to try to do, you know, to try to streamline and put together any sort of kind of co-packer model. So that has been really fascinating. On the marketing side, you know, just back to my grassroots experience, you're very limited. I mean, you know, you work, Jeff, for ultimately, right, a marketing company as well in many ways. And you're limited in what you can market. And I think there's a lot of things with happy. Number one is educating in new markets. Michigan, people don't know you can drink cannabis, like at its very base level. Cannabis can come in a drinkable format. Like that is an education play, right? So we're educating, you know, I like to think on the whole category overall. And I, you know, I give some of our competitors on the West Coast a lot of credit for this. Like they've gotten their names out there and helped start that conversation with consumers. Like cannabis can be drinkable. This can be a social, you know, a social occasion and a beverage. So I think that's step one in the marketing is category education. Mm-hmm. Step two is very much around, you know, one of the things we're doing, and I love this, is we are doing a soft launch in Michigan for the next, you know, 8 weeks or so. Our hard launch, because Michigan is a massive dispensary state. There's, you know, over 300 dispensaries in the state. So before we go into full distribution, some of what we're testing and learning is not only what flavors do people like on the product, what do they like or not like, but we're also going to learn about what does and doesn't work with the marketing of this type of product. So like many others, we're testing a lot of different things, right? I know for a fact when you're limited to working with, you know, dispensary partners and provisioning centers is what they're called in Michigan. So provisioning center partners, you know, it's their consumers you ultimately want to get to. So it's a lot of, like, I call it the ground game, slightly unsexy in marketing. It's things like, you know, we got to get in their CRM lists, right? And make sure people know Happy's available in the stores. You know, you guys as Philo have done a brilliant job on the media side of extreme targeting and local and hyper-local targeting, right? So there's a lot of that that we're testing and learning. Micro-influencers is a big one for us in this type of market. And then, you know, doing some more, we had a Happy Camper tour, a teaser tour all summer. We bought a VW Bug, rebranded it the Happy Camper. I mean, what I love is when you have a brand like Happy to work with, a name and such a brand that lends itself so well to occasions, there's just so much flexibility with the brand, but really testing and learning against the different channels so that as we go into Q1 with more full distribution in Michigan and then a Massachusetts expansion, we'll really know the marketing playbook and what works for this brand.
Yeah. I kind of feel like the holidays this year, like Thanksgiving and Christmas, are just such a good opportunity for you guys to like get that product into like families that are more open to, you know, trying this product because everyone drinks during the holidays and has a good time. So having a low dose beverage, you know, having a nice toast for the new year, all those things. I feel like this is a good time for you guys, you know, to get out there and really get the product into the hands of people who want to try it, you know?
100%. And then you get the exciting thing too, is you get dry January. Cannabis is very much, and you're seeing this across all categories, but beverage is an obvious one. It's becoming an alcohol replacement, right? There's just this much more macro move to, you know, sober curious. You know, I think it's maybe even started with Cali sober, but that's just sweeping the country. The East Coast, New York in particular, has got a huge sober movement. So, you know, Happy is perfect for that.
Yeah, I feel like right when we had met a couple years ago, I was like coming off of a 3-month, Whole 30 cleanse. And so, you know, it's basically like no dairy, no gluten, no alcohol, no sugar, but as many vegetables and protein as you can consume. And I really enjoyed the diet just because I got super slim and I felt really healthy and I had the most energy. But like when I was out with my friends and not having a drink, I kind of felt like, I don't want to say a loser, but I got to tell you, I felt like everyone's drinking and having a good time but me. But then I'm like, you know what? I can actually consume cannabis because it's not going to do anything to me and I could still have a good time. And that was like, that saved me. So I feel like, you know, it actually depends how much sugar is in the Happy beverage.
There is none. There is
a
tiny bit of agave syrup, just a tad, but there is absolutely no refined or processed sugar. And it's under, you know, 3 grams of sugar or carbohydrates per can. So almost.
I feel like this is perfect for Whole 30, Dry January, all those, you know, kind of things that people are really trying to get themselves like, you know, in shape and feel better. Like this is a perfect alternative, which is great.
You just did my marketing pitch for me, by the way. Do you want to come? You want to come join Happy part time, Jeff?
I love it. Listen, I'm all about like trying new products, and I'm literally like, obviously we've had over, how many people have been on the show now? Like over 120 people on the show. And there's just so many amazing products out there. So like, I love trying new stuff. And of course, you know, it's just the innovation in the industry right now. It's just great to see. Like so much has happened. Like I was saying earlier, like COVID really accelerated, you know, the usage of cannabis and also, you know, making it a real, vertical that has so much opportunity.
I totally agree.
So it's great.
It is. And it's exciting, as you mentioned. As much as I love edibles, and I think I've been an edible consumer now. I mean, that's how I got into cannabis. Was I am a horrible sleeper, and I think you and I have talked about this. And cannabis makes me tired. Almost all cannabis makes me tired. Happy does not actually, but you know, I think that may be because of the low dose and also the way it's consumed. But in general, I take edibles, you know, to sleep. But edibles in a social situation are awkward. It's an awkward, like,
totally.
You just mentioned the perfect use case. You're out with your buddies and you want to have a drink. you take an edible and then you sit there for 30 minutes and drink water?
Like, I know, it's strange. It really is. I mean, listen, I'm a huge fan of edibles, but like you just said, I take it half an hour before bed. I get into bed, the sheets feel really cozy, and then I'm on my phone literally answering emails until my eyes get a little heavy, and then I turn it into airplane mode and I'm out the rest of the night. And it's great. And I wake up the next morning and I feel awesome. No hangover, full night of sleep.
Yep. You and I both. And I'm the same exact type of consumer, right? However, you know, my husband's a beer drinker and a scotch drinker, and like we have friends come over and I don't want to be the one that's sitting there drinking, you know, a sparkling water every time. I want to partake. And I will tell you, I have, you know, obviously I have a lot of samples of Happy. I've been testing it for a while now and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Have that option and that choice. The other thing I think it's interesting that we haven't talked about is if you think about music festivals, you think about sporting events, you think about like when we can go back, you know, back full circle to the zombie apocalypse, when we can get out of this, you know, world of kind of limited COVID that we're in, and hopefully we get to go back to these activities that people really love, these group activities where you're in bigger stadiums or bigger events and festivals, like being able to consume Happy the same way you would consume a beer is amazing. And again, difficult to have an edible in that situation or to smoke inside a big, you know, event stadium, but very easy to go to the bar and have Happy on tap, right? And that, those are the days that I look forward to and I'm excited about.
Well, I think also too, you know, with a beverage, it's kind of like you're not bothering anybody. No one smells anything. You know, not that I have anything against someone smoking flower, but if you're at a sporting event, even in Vegas, when we were at MJ Biz most recently, people are sitting there smoking cigarettes inside, and that drives me mad, right? And I think it's also rude because somebody who's smoking a cigar or a cigarette or even a joint, if you don't want any part of that, you're still getting, you know, the secondhand smoke from it. Whereas a beverage, it's your own device, your own consumption, right? You're not bothering anybody else. So it's fantastic. And, you know, Lisa, this is great to have you back again. And I won't ask you any weird zombie apocalypse questions, but we have been doing a really fun kind of end of episode this or that, which is very easy. I'll ask you a question and you just answer which one you prefer.
That sounds great. I remember at the last time, besides the zombie apocalypse, we did, it was a rapid fire. And you know, one of the things that came up, Jeff, that I have to laugh about is you and I both are closet meteorologists. You're like a real trained one. I just play one on a, you know, on a podcast.
Wait, did I ever send you the video?
No, of you actually being Jeff, the meteorologist?
Oh yeah. We had an offsite about a month ago and I showed the team and they're like, that is not you. I'm like, okay, I just said, hi, it's Jeff Ragavan reporting on the weather. And it has my name underneath as well. That's not me. So I'm going to send it to you and you tell me what you think.
Perfect. Well, I appreciate the bonding over the meteorology.
And remember, you're a weather freak just like I am.
Yeah, we're in it together. Wait, there's a lot to freak over, by the way, but that would be a whole separate podcast episode.
No, I know. We could talk about that for hours. But, you know, you guys had a pretty significant weather in the Midwest yesterday. And now we have a major nor'easter in New York. So thanks for sending it our way.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay, Lisa, are you ready?
I am.
Okay, first question. Dog or cat?
Dog.
Netflix or YouTube?
Netflix.
Phone call or text message?
Text message.
Toast or eggs?
Eggs.
Facebook or Instagram?
Instagram.
Ice cream or snow cone?
Ice cream.
Okay, so while you're walking, music or podcasts?
Music.
Okay, final question. Big party or small gathering?
Small gathering.
All right. Good answers.
That was awesome.
Yeah. It's kind of fun, right?
Yeah. I like that.
Just get to know our guests a little better. So Lisa, great having you back on the show. Lisa Hurwitz, president at Happy. And if you haven't heard about Happy, check it out. It's Happy, H-A-P-P-I, OurDrink.com, like happy hour. Thanks again, Lisa.
Thanks, Jeff. What a pleasure. And I hope to be back a year from now and we'll be in a completely different world again, right?
Let's hope we don't have another crazy, like, you know, insane thing happen again, right?
Yeah, we did not talk about any zombie apocalypses on this one. So I think our karma's clear for the next year. And I hope to see you. I hope to see you back and be talking about the success of Happy. So thanks for having me.
Awesome.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.